Chapter 31. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Avenge the children of Israel of the Midianites. Afterwards you shall be gathered to your people. Moses spoke to the people, saying, Arm men from among you for the war, that they may go out against Midian, to execute the Lord's vengeance on Midian. Of every tribe 1,000, throughout all the tribes of Israel shall you send to the war. So there were delivered, out of the thousands of Israel, 1,000 of every tribe, 12,000 armed for war. Moses sent them, 1,000 of every tribe, to the war, them and Phinehas the son of Eleazar the priest to the war, with the vessels of the sanctuary, and the trumpets for the alarm in his hand. They warred against Midian as the Lord commanded Moses, and they killed every male. They killed the kings of Midian with the rest of their slain, Evi and Rechem, and Zur and Hur and Reba, the five kings of Midian. Balaam also, the son of Beor, they killed with the sword. The children of Israel took captive the women of Midian and their little ones and all their cattle and all their flocks and all their goods they took for a spoil. All their cities and the places in which they lived and all their encampments they burnt with fire. They took all the spoil, and all the prey, both of man and of animal. They brought the captives, and the prey, and the spoil to Moses, and to Eleazar the priest, and to the congregation of the children of Israel, to the camp at the plains of Moab, which are by the Jordan at Jericho. Moses and Eleazar the priest, and all the princes of the congregation, went forth to meet them outside of the camp. Moses was angry with the officers of the host, the captains of thousands, and the captains of hundreds, who came from the service of the war. Moses said to them, Have you saved all the women alive? Behold, these caused the children of Israel, through the counsel of Balaam, to commit trespass against the Lord in the matter of Baal Peor, and so the plague was among the congregation of the Lord. Now therefore kill every male among the little ones, and kill every woman who has known man by lying with him. But all the girls who have not known man by lying with him, keep alive for yourselves. In camp outside of the camp 7 days, whoever has killed any person, and whoever has touched any slain, purify yourselves on the 3rd day, and on the 7th day, you and your captives. As to every garment, and all that is made of skin, and all the work of goat's hair, and all these things made by wood, you shall purify yourselves. Eleazar the priest said to the men of war who went to the battle, This is the statute of the law which the Lord has commanded Moses. However, the gold and the silver, the brass, the iron, the tin, and the lead, everything that may abide the fire, you shall make go through the fire, and it shall be clean. Nevertheless, it shall be purified with the water for impurity. And all that doesn't withstand the fire you shall make go through the water. You shall wash your clothes on the 7th day, and you shall be clean, and afterward you shall come into the camp. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Take the sum of the spoil that was taken, both of man and animal, you and Eleazar the priest, and the heads of the fathers' houses of the congregation, and divide the spoil into 2 parts, between the men skilled at war who went out to battle, and all the congregation. Levy a tribute to the Lord of the men of war who went out to battle, 1 soul of 500, both of the persons, and of the oxen, and of the donkeys, and of the flocks. Take it of their half, and give it to Eleazar the priest, for the Lord's heave offering. Of the children of Israel's half, you shall take 1 drawn out of every 50, of the persons, of the oxen, of the donkeys, and of the flocks, even of all the cattle, and give them to the Levites, who keep the charge of the tent of the Lord. Moses and Eleazar the priest did as the Lord commanded Moses. Now the spoil, over and above the bounty which the men of war took, was 675,000 sheep, and 72,000 oxen, and 71,000 donkeys, and 32,000 persons in all, of the women who had not known man by lying with him. The half, which was the portion of those who went out to war, was in number 337,500 sheep, and the Lord's tribute of the sheep was 675. The oxen were 36,000, of which the Lord's tribute was 72. The donkeys were 30,500, of which the Lord's tribute was 61. The persons were 16,000, of whom the Lord's tribute was 32 persons. Moses gave the tribute, which was the Lord's heave offering, to Eleazar the priest, as the Lord commanded Moses. Of the children of Israel's half, which Moses divided off from the men who warred, now the congregation's half was 337,500 sheep, and 36,000 oxen, and 30,500 donkeys, and 16,000 persons. Even of the children of Israel's half, Moses took one drawn out of every 50, both of man and of animal, and gave them to the Levites, who kept the charge of the tent of the Lord, as the Lord commanded Moses. The officers who were over the thousands of the host, the captains of thousands, and the captains of hundreds came near to Moses, and they said to Moses, "Your servants have taken the sum of the men of war who are under our charge, and there lacks not one man of us. We have brought the Lord's offering, what every man has gotten, of jewels of gold, ankle chains and bracelets, signet rings, earrings and armlets, to make atonement for our souls before the Lord." Moses and Eleazar the priest took the gold from them, even all worked jewels. All the gold of the heave offering that they offered up to the Lord, of the captains of thousands and of the captains of hundreds, was 16,750 shekels. For the men of war had taken spoil every man for himself. Moses and Eleazar the priest took the gold of the captains of thousands and of hundreds, and brought it into the tent of meeting, for a memorial for the children of Israel before the Lord.